How are we getting on? So today we're joined by the incredible, the phenomenal, son of a legend, Evan Holyfield. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right, podcast over, man. Yeah. So we spoke to your dad like fairly recently. So this is kind of weird. It's the first time we ever talked to someone's dad and then them, or a family full stop. So a bit interesting. So anyone doesn't know, Evan is the son of Evander Holyfield, and he's 8-0, out there fucking kicking ass. So what got you into boxing? I assume your dad.
Well, when I had my first fight, it was like my dad had kind of got me into it. I was like 8 years old, so we was just in the car, and he was like, "Hey, would y'all want to do a boxing match?" It was me, my brother, and my sister, and I didn't think it was anything serious. I was like, yeah, I'll do a boxing match, you know what I mean? But it wasn't like we went to a gym. We actually went to a full-out tournament. It was called Georgia Games. And me and my brother, we won gold medals in that tournament. And that was, we had literally one day of training, just learning the 1-2. And he took us there, and, we both won our fights and stuff and got medals. But my mom didn't want me to box after that. So, I did played every other sport until like I was like 14, 13, 14, 15 around there. And then that's when I started to get into boxing because I wanted to be good at something myself because my other brother, Elijah, he's only like a month younger than me, but he was really good at football. He played for UGA and he's in the NFL and stuff like that. So like I seen him flourishing and like, doing real good, so I wanted to get like real good at something for myself. So I don't know, it was kind of weird because I knew kind of boxing was like for me in a way. It's because I wanted to be the most individual to myself, but I found the most individual sport in being boxing. That was what felt right to me. It wasn't because my dad was boxing or anything. It was really because when I first started boxing, I wasn't even good. I really had to learn my lessons and go down the roads of bumps and bruises and stuff like that to get where I'm at.
I mean, I suppose any sports, you're pretty shit when you start. But you got there in the end. 8-0 is nothing to be frowned upon, like.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, like, when you play in basketball and you're just not good, you ain't getting hit for missing the jump shot or whatnot. Boxing is a little bit more, I don't know, unfortunate.
Dire with its consequences.
Yeah.
You can fucking die.
Yeah, they haven't let somebody die in years. I don't know. Has there been any recorded deaths in Alaska? I don't think so, anyway.
In Bare Knuckle, they just had a guy.
Ah, yeah, but like, that's Bare Knuckle, man. Boxing's much more shit. But yeah, no, it's shit, man, it's really nice to have you on the podcast. Really appreciate it, man.
Move on from...
It's like death, man. Come on. But yeah, you fought recently. You fought on the undercard of the Stevenson fight. How'd that go? What was training camp like? How'd the whole thing play out for you?
The whole thing really went well for me. It was actually like my second fight because I live in Atlanta, So... the first time I had a fight in Atlanta, it was during like COVID. So, really not too many people could be there, and it wasn't a big venue, but, hey, that's where like the Hawks play and stuff, like our basketball team and stuff like that. So just growing up inside the city and just ended up having, being on a card where like the Hawks play and stuff like that, it was kind of like surreal kind of, cause it's like, you think about it when you're younger, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna fight in there one day, but you never like, really imagine actually happening so soon. So but my camp went well. I ended up splitting it between Georgia and Cincinnati. I stayed up in Cincinnati for half of my camp with Mike Stafford and Levi and them. And I got some good work, got to be around those people like Rushdie Warren and Duke Reagan and people like that. Duke Reagan won silver for the Olympics, so it's my homie. But but other than that, just gotta be around, get around those type people. You really get to learn from them. Just hearing some of their experiences and some of their stories. So I feel like that really helped, and especially the sparring. So when I got back down, I was real comfortable, you know, being back in my hometown and ready to put on the show. I wasn't even like really like, what's the word? I wasn't scared or anything, you know, being on a stage like that, but I was really anxious to have the opportunity to show everybody, like, you know, this is what I've been working on this whole time. Because when I was in high school and stuff like that, you know, boxing's not in high school. Boxing's not a high school sport. So, like, you see your friends, you know, get a recognition for what they're doing, but they don't really know what you're doing because they're not seeing the whole process behind the scenes. So for me to actually, like, come out in my city and, you know, have that platform to show everybody who I was, you know, who knew me, like, this is what I've been working for this whole time, and I have the chance to actually show you, you know, and give you an expedition of what I've been working on. So, you know, the opportunity was great.
Yeah, and it's a hell of a performance, man. Was it the first round knockout, I believe? Second round?
Like, it was second, like, round? Beginning of the second, but that first round was a little rough at first, I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, you're getting hit, like, it's not gonna be like, oh, that was nice, that was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was a good, nice competitive one because, you know, I was looking at him and I was like, yeah, he looked kind of strong, but I just didn't expect him to be like that strong, like, not his punches, but like physically strong. Like, if you was try to stand there with him, like, he easily like push you over. You know what I mean? That's what it felt like.
Yeah, but you got the job done, man. And seriously, well done to you. It was incredible. I always love talking to like boxing prospects just because I like to see your insight on the whole kind of, like, there's two ways to get into boxing now. You can either do it from a young age or you could have started a YouTube channel back then. So like, I gotta know, man. What do you think of like all these YouTubers becoming boxers? Do you think it's good for the sport? Do you think it helps grow it, or what's your opinion on it?
I say to each his own, you know. Box, when you really think of boxing in the a black and white, you know, scenario, boxing is, you're an entertainer, you know? So how you gonna get mad that a YouTuber comes to be a boxer, but he just has more fans than you, you know? Essentially, he could have did that on any platform. He could have brought his fans and he would have did the same thing. This is the name of the game. You're an entertainer. And you build fans and you get fans and, you know, your fans follow you, you know, and they want to see whatever you do. You know what I mean? So, like, you can't be mad, you know, because at the end of the day, if they have more fans than you, they just have, that's the reason why they're getting more money, because they just have more people following you. You can't hate that. You can't hate on that. But I can understand if, like, Jake Paul or, like, one of these YouTubers got a title match before one of these people who've been grinding out, you know, throughout the ranks. But if you're being real and you're looking at the box rec or whatever, you know, whatever other people look at, you can see how many points he's gaining. He's not getting no points off of beating these, you know, debut people. He's clearly not going for legacy. He's just making money. So, you know, at the end of the day, you can't hate the man. You know, even Floyd Mayweather did the same thing on his 50th fight. I feel like that's more worse off than what Logan and Jake Paul did, because how you gonna tie the record for 50-0 and with what is it, Rocky Marciano, and you're gonna use Conor McGregor? You know what I mean? You could have easily got, you know, there's a lot of people he could have fought. You know what I mean? But why are you gonna tie the record with an MMA fighter? You know, a debuting MMA fighter. It just doesn't make sense. And that's for legacy. You know what I mean? But Jake Paul's doing this for money, so, you know, it's not even in the same conversation.
Yeah.
Just, your camera's gone for me. I can't really see.
No, that. Look, it was pissing me off with the glitches. Right. If you're on the audio experience, you're having a good time. You're watching visually, like, you're freaking out. You've had seizures or something. But, yeah, you just had to bring up that 50th fight. I that's personal on me. Yeah, that was a rough one. I always say, like, that was Conor McGregor's best, and he wasted it.
Yeah.
Good, man. It's tough being a McGregor fan, man. That guy he has not performed recently to the standard of that what we expect. And you know, there's that guy now, Ian Garry, who's going, he's making his debut next week for UFC, but never be another McGregor, man, to be honest. Then I just got to ask you as well then, what's your prediction for, because I know Jake versus Tommy's happening. Do you see that playing out in any way?